Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
A few Tuesdays ago, I noticed Joel limping a bit, dragging his right leg. I asked him what was the matter.
Knee's a little sore. I don't know what I did.
That was his response. Maybe you should rest it, I suggested. Do you need some ice, honey?
I don't need any ice. What do you think I am, a weakling?
What a grump. Naturally, I backed off. As listeners probably surmised, I'm not one to nag. Just kidding. I continued to harp about the limping for the rest of the day. My pestering caused Joel to decide the leg needed more exercise than ever. Next morning, the knee was swollen, the limping more pronounced. This was Wednesday. I suggested he run up to the clinic and have a doctor take a quick look. He scoffed at that. I tried to stay quiet while Joel dragged his leg from room to room, but this injury was seriously cutting into his ability to stay caught up with the laundry and the dishes. On Thursday, I went to the local pharmacy and purchased a pair of crutches. My husband continued to insist that his knee pain was decreasing. If so, it must have been decreasing in inverse proportion to size, because now the knee resembled a honeydew melon. You know, those big white fruits that when fully ripe sometimes burst their skin to allow light green juice to drip out the fissures. I texted my siblings, letting them know that we were still up for hosting them in a week, but Joel might be out of commission. My brother texted back, asking if one of Joel's old Civil War wounds was acting up. We weren't on speaking terms by Friday. As the sun got lower in the sky and the clinic closed for the weekend, I threw a fresh pack of ice toward the couch, mildly disappointed when it missed the stubborn fool's head. Despite a cold snap, Joel was forced to wear shorts because his jeans wouldn't slide over his honeydew melon anymore. I announced on Sunday that he was going to the doctor on Monday. It's me or the knee, I said with finality. Why men refuse to go to the doctor, I do not know. But according to my health insurance policy website, 3 times more men than women say they haven't seen a doctor in the last year. A quarter of men say they would wait as long as they possibly could before getting help with a severe health problem. Survey research shows that men may cite a belief that health problems threaten their masculinity as their reason for not going to the doctor, as if having a honeydew melon for a knee is super masculine.
What do you think I am, a weakling?
Monday rolled around and Joel chose me over the knee. He went to the doctor, who shook his head and asked why on earth Joel hadn't come sooner. He ordered an MRI, which revealed that Joel had large joint effusion, periarticular fluid signal and edema, greatest in the popliteal fossa and lateral soft tissues, subcutaneous edema in the prepatellar region, complex cystic structure along the lateral popliteal fossa, adjacent to the lateral head of gastrocnemius, a ganglion cyst, and elongated popliteal cysts. The reading also said that he had medial and lateral compartment osteoarthrosis and patellar chondromalacia, sequela from an old injury, and mucoid degeneration and maceration of the anterior horn lateral meniscus, presumably degenerative. At some point in Joel's past, he had torn his ACL and never got treated. The doctor who interpreted these results said, "Translation, Joel's knees are old." Joel was supposed to baby the knee and take medication for swelling and pain. Most importantly, he could resume dishes and laundry duty within 1 week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.